it again? Will it be the same? But I'm not sure if I'll remember your name, but I'll remember your face and all the chase and all the walk of shame.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to my podcast. This is my series on everyone I've ever slept with, and this is episode number... What are we up to? So I have to give a bit of a count. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Episode number 8, but because I'm merging some of the people I've been with into one episode, this is my 11th experience into my 12th. And as you may, if you've been listening to previous episodes, you would have been aware of that list I made of 59 people when I was at the age of 24. And I'm using that as my guide in this. And I realize I've forgotten someone. They're not even in this list of 59 people. But now I've also forgotten who they were. So I'm going to have to skip that person for now. And just go into my next experience. So in my last episode, I talked about Robbie, Earthling, and Matt. And as the end of the episode, you would have realized that Matt, I was dating him for a little bit. But he had his best friend at the time was a guy named Dean. And I ended up dating Dean after Matt. I can't remember how that happened. I can't remember how me and Matt sort of broke up because we were like, we got along so well, but I just did not find him sexually attractive at the time. You know, it's interesting now, like 20 years later, I look back at photos. I'm like, oh my God, he actually was really attractive. But just at the time, he just wasn't my type. But he was a really nice guy. And his best friend was this guy named Dean. And I remember I met him through Matt, obviously, at the club Q&A, like a gay club. And Dean was, dating this guy named Craig. And when I met Dean and Craig at the same time, I thought, oh, Craig's really attractive. He's a really cute guy. But, you know, I couldn't do anything because I was with Matt at the time. But then 3 months later, yeah, I broke up with Matt not really broke up with him. We were never really together. So I guess we're just kind of dating. Like it hadn't gotten to the point where we'd call ourselves boyfriends or anything like that. But then, yeah, so I think probably a month after being with Matt, I was out at Q&A again and I ran into Dean, his best friend, and then Dean invited me back to his house. So Dean was, again, a bit older than me, maybe like 5 years or so. I was about 18 or 19, so he would have been 24-ish. And Dean was a ginger guy. He had like long red hair. And again, he was really nice. We had a lot in common. We liked a lot of the same music, a lot of the same bands. He was a pretty alternative. We got along really well, but again, I just wasn't that really into him sexually, but at the same time, you know, it wasn't easy to pick up back then for me. I for some reason it was, you know, he was one of the only few people that found me attractive at clubs. So I'd gone back with him to his house and we slept together a few times. We never, ever went all the way. I can't remember where he lived. I think it was somewhere. He had a share house in maybe Collingwood or Northcote or something like that. Not too far from where I lived. But, yeah, we slept together a few times. And then I think it was about the fourth time we slept together. He told me he was I noticed this before he told me because I was always looking in his room. He had a lot of books about HIV. And a lot of magazines about HIV, you know, scientific cures and things like that. So I kind of gathered that he was HIV positive, which didn't bother me at all. But then at some point he told me he was HIV positive. So, and then he said, does that bother you? And I'm like, no, I'm okay with that. And, you know, when he told me, I gave him a really big hug and I said, it's totally fine. Doesn't affect how I feel about you at all. And it didn't change anything. That's definite. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think we just fizzled out after that anyway. Like, you know, never went all the way. Only got together a few times. So, kind of dating for a few weeks. Maybe a few months, maybe. But we only saw each other every couple of weeks in that period. And that became the end of that. So, that was Matt's best friend, Dean. And that was my end of my relationship with Dean. Since then, I'd run into Dean only once. I saw him at the supermarket, actually, and we had a really nice chat. And this is probably, like, you know, literally 8 years later. And we were like, oh, let's, you know, catch up again. And we swapped numbers, but nothing ever happened. But we never caught up again. But he did add me to Facebook as well at some point when Facebook came out. It wasn't around back when we were dating. And, yeah, and he's no longer on Facebook. Again, I don't know what happened to him. He's probably deactivated his account. But, yeah, so when I first met Dean, he was dating a guy named Craig. So Craig was Dean's partner when I first met him. So when I was dating Matt, Dean was Matt's best friend and Craig was Matt's boyfriend. And then so about a month or two after dating Craig, I run into Craig at a club somewhere. Maybe it was Q&A, I'm not sure. And then me and Craig started dating. Now with Craig, it was really interesting. Craig actually was ex-boyfriends with another work colleague of mine. So we had a lot of mutual friends outside of work. And he was really good friends with another guy that I worked with. So it was just random that we kind of, you know, had a lot of mutual friends. Craig was very attractive. He was a South African guy. He was ginger. He was the same age as me. Yeah, I just found Craig really attractive. So I remember when I was dating Matt and I first met Craig through Dean and Matt, I thought, oh my God, this guy Craig is really cute. And lo and behold, I end up, you know, dating him and going back to his house. He was living in South Yarra. And, oh, my God, again, he lived with a colleague of mine, living with this girl named Lydia. So, again, I didn't even know until I'd gone back to his house that when Lydia was there, it's like, oh, my God, you live with my work colleague. That was the same scenario when I was living with Matt. Like, I'd gone back to his house and my work colleague was there. Anyway, so him and Lydia shared a house in South Yarra somewhere. It's like a suburb in Melbourne on the other side of town. Me and Craig got together a few times and I kind of guessed from the fact that he dated Dean that he might also be HIV positive. And again, yeah, he was. And he didn't tell me he was until after a few times of being together. And he was really, obviously it doesn't bother me that he was HIV positive. Like, I know the risk. I know, when people are taking their medication that their infection rate is like zero, but, he was really concerned about passing it on. And he had a lot of resentment towards Dean, my ex and his ex, about catching it from him. As well. So that was just kind of interesting, but he was always really paranoid. So some nights me and Craig would go out, we're dating for about 3 or 4 months and, you know, probably seeing each other only once a fortnight in that period of time. But there were some nights we'd go back to his house and he'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't be with you. You've got to go now because I don't want to give you this disease. And it's like, look, I really don't mind, like, you know, just don't be so paranoid about it. But he's still got resentment about it. So anyway, yeah, that kind of got uncomfortable after a while. So me and Craig were dating. We went down on each other sometimes. We only went all the way when I topped him with a condom, obviously. But he said he was always too scared to ever top anyone, even with a condom, because he still might pass it on. So he never topped me. But then, you know, years later now, so this is back when I was 20 years old or 21 years old, and now I'm 42. I'm still friends with Craig, and coincidentally, my current partner went to high school with Craig. So that's something I didn't realize, obviously, when I met my current partner. But yeah, so Craig is still in my life, for a few different reasons, but even now he's still really paranoid about the whole HIV thing. And he's, you know, he's even said to me even recently, you should go get a test for HIV, even though I've had like 20 since I've met him and they've all been negative, but he's still kind of worried that he's given it to me. Like it's, yeah, it's a bit of a weird scenario, but I think, you know, it's just his paranoia and a few issues he's got there. But no, he's a really nice guy. We have a lot of mutual friends. I still chat to a lot of them and we still speak sometimes, but that's my story about, Dean and Craig. In the next episode, I will go to... God, I've got quite a few here on the list, but I don't know which ones are next because I didn't really put them in a proper order, but I'll make it work. All right. See, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll speak to you in the next one. Thanks. Bye. All the chase and all the walk of shame. All the game. Yeah.